This afternoon, state lawmakers are scheduled to debate a proposal from Republican Senator David Livingston to sweep oversight of the state's Empowerment Scholarship Account program, more commonly known as vouchers, from the Department of Education and hire a private company to oversee it. That job would go to the state treasurer's office, run by ESA supporter Kimberly Yee.
This comes after the ESA program here made headlines when the Arizona Republic reported last year that parents in the program misspent more than $700,000 in public money. That included parents using their state-issued debit cards meant to be spent on their children's education for transactions at places like beauty supply stores, sports apparel shops, and on music albums. Former Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas said then that the program was underfunded, so her staff was doing what they could without the resources they needed to properly oversee the program. But Livingston told the Arizona Capital Times this week that it's hard to put more money into oversight that isn't working.
Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with current Superintendent Kathy Hoffman about this earlier this morning. She says she'd like the chance to fix it first.
I'm not surprised that we're seeing this bill at this time. We were expecting to see some bills on ESAs, and I think that our department deserves a chance. You know, we're doing this audit to be accountable to all of our constituents and to raise the level of our department in terms of accountability to all of Arizonans. And I think that also with the new creation of an ESA task force, that we are going to see a lot of improvements in the management of our ESA program here. And so I would like to have that chance to improve the program from the inside. And I wish that the legislators would give us that chance.
Yeah. You just announced yesterday the appointment of a new director of the ESA program within your department. Is this sort of in response to this criticism you're referring to here about the department not doing a good enough job in the past of managing this program?
Actually, the ESA director position was vacant when I took office, and so that's a position we've been looking to fill since I was inaugurated. But, of course, we were very mindful in choosing someone that it's someone who already has extensive experience. She was actually previously the ESA director in the department, and so she already knows the program very well. She's very familiar with all the statutes related to ESAs.
So Senator Livingston, who's sponsoring this, has basically said that the problems that the department has had in the past managing the voucher program, the ESA program, means that your department doesn't deserve more funding to do it right. Do you think this is a funding issue, as Diane Douglas said in the past, as the last administration had issues with this?
There are numerous problems with the program. For one, it has been underfunded. There has been a set-aside in funds that we do need the legislature to appropriate so that we have the full funding for the program, because we do need the staff that can go through the receipts and who can do the audits to make sure that we do have accountability in the program. That said, the way the program is set up is in some ways set up for failure, because when the expectation is for families to submit their receipts and we have to wait for our staff to go through the receipts and manually check to make sure that everything is according to statute and allowable expenses, then there are a lot of delays, and unfortunately, there's room for error where people may misspend their ESA funds on something that they think is allowed, but it's not really allowed. Or, of course, there's the cases in which they spend it on something that's truly not allowed, like a flat screen TV. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is set up a program and have a better management system to prevent that type of misspending. And I think that we will accomplish that with the ESA task force working on it and with the leadership of Carla Escobar as the ESA director.
The other question here about this bill that Dawn Penich Thacker of Save Our Schools has pointed out, right, is that this may violate the spirit of the voters' rejection of Prop 305, which mm-hmm. would have expanded the ESA program to all Arizona students. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do agree that is a significant concern, because the voters did clearly indicate that they don't want to see any expansion of the ESA program. And also, the treasurer's office has made no indication that they want the program to be moved over to their office. So this is legislation that it's trying to create a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. And I think that there's a lot of ways in which we can improve the management of the program, but there's there's no need to move it around. I have a lot of optimism for working out how to properly manage the program.
On the other side of this, though, I mean, what's the harm in sort of getting a different person, a different agency, a different organization, even an outside one, as this bill would make happen? What's the harm in allowing that to happen if it has had trouble within the department before and giving that responsibility to someone else?
Well, that's actually why I'm very excited to have the input of the ESA task force, which will include a representative from the treasurer's office, as well as a representative from the governor's office, and someone from Save Our Schools, and also someone from the American Federation for Children, and a few other stakeholders that will be a part of this decision-making process. And I will truly be looking to this task force in determining what is the best solution. And if at the end of the day, the task force decides that we need to have some movement in the program and consider moving it to a different agency, then we can have that conversation, but I don't think that's the direction we're going to go, because I've, again, heard no indication from the other agencies that someone else wants to manage it. And also, we have to keep in mind that for students to be accepted into the program or for families to apply and have their children be qualified for ESAs, that does require a significant amount of engagement from our department in terms of looking at the student data and determining their qualifications.
All right. Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Senate Bill 1320 will be heard in the Senate Finance Committee this afternoon. Superintendent Hoffman has said she does plan to testify.
We also reached out to the bill's sponsor, Senator David Livingston, for this story, but have not gotten a response yet.